Nothing is more important than feeling good. And so, what would you say to young people who are just out of school, beginning their lives, seeking their first mate, or between mates? How would you guide them regarding their relationships?
First, we would remind them that nothing is more important than that they feel good, because unless they feel good, they are not in alignment with all that they have become, and anything less than that alignment will always feel lacking. Next, we would encourage the continual setting of an intention to find good-feeling subjects to focus upon, and if a not good-feeling subject should be activated within them for any reason, to do their best to distract themselves from that by looking for relief by focusing upon a better-feeling subject. For example, let's say that you observe an unpleasant relationship in progress and you hear the negative conversation of this unhappy couple. Your desire for harmony, and even your more specific desire for a harmonious relationship, causes your involvement, by your listening, in this unpleasant experience. The negative emotion that you would be feeling is your indicator that this focus is not helpful to you. If you have in place an active intention to feel good, you would easily move yourself out of earshot of this conversation. You would deliberately turn your attention to other good-feeling objects of attention. We would remind them that creating occurs from the inside out. In other words, the thoughts you think and the way you feel are at the center of what you attract. Rather than looking for things outside of you that cause you to feel better, it is much easier to decide to feel better first and then attract from the outside things that do. We would encourage a time of focusing upon what is wanted before jumping into any action. When you take action as you focus upon what you do not want, you only get more of what you do not want. But if you take the time to focus upon what you do want before you take the action, then the action that is inspired will enhance your desire. We would also advise them, as you move through your day in the variety of changing segments that make it up, stop often and restate to yourself your intention to feel good and to stay in alignment with your inner being or source. Let your desire to feel good be the dominant intention that is present no matter what else is occurring in that segment. And remind yourself often that it's up to you to make that connection and to feel good, and that no other person has a responsibility or the ability to make that important connection for you. Look at your relationships with others as a way of enhancing the alignment you've already achieved, but not as a means of accomplishing the alignment. And we would tell them, independently, by your own focus with Source, reach the consistent place of loving yourself. Do not ask others to love you first. They cannot. The dominance of your thoughts is what brings everything to you and is what is behind the action that you offer. By seeking good-feeling thoughts that align you with Source, your action will then always feel good. You cannot muster enough action to compensate for misaligned thoughts, but action that is inspired from aligned thoughts is always pleasurable action.